This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And if you're in the job market, here's a prospect for you: cybersecurity. Lack experience? Not a problem. Companies like IBM and Palo Alto Networks are scrambling to hire hundreds and thousands of corporate hackers, and they're casting a wider net in an effort to defend their networks and data. More on this after these tech headlines. Uber priced its initial public offering at $45 a share. At that price, Uber would raise $8.1 billion and command a valuation of about $82 billion, making it the largest U.S. listed IPO since Alibaba went public in 2014. The pricing, first reported by The Wall Street Journal on Thursday, sets the stage for Uber's much-hyped trading start Friday, in what the journal calls the biggest moment in a year that could break records for IPO activity. Online child care marketplace Care.com plans to overhaul its business model and include in-depth background checks for caregivers. Coming under scrutiny for its vetting practices, Care.com will pay to conduct screenings of caregivers on its site. The company also said it would display the date of the most recent check on caregivers' profiles online. The enhancements follow an investigation by The Wall Street Journal that found the company performed limited vetting of caregivers. Care.com will begin implementing the screening enhancements in the next few months, and additional improvements will be rolled out by the end of the year. And in a survey by PricewaterhouseCoopers of more than 10,000 workers, 90% of C-suite executives said they paid attention to employee needs when introducing new technology. Only about half of the workers agreed, however. Researchers said a negative employee experience with new tech tools can have a ripple effect across a business and the economy in terms of lost productivity. So the company opted to give every employee a crash course in digital technology. One goal of the initiative is to give employees a better grasp of how digital tools work to find areas that can be improved with technology. Coming up, get ready for an influx of cybersecurity jobs. No experience required. Facing a shortage of skilled workers to defend against digital attackers, employers like IBM and Palo Alto Networks are pouring millions of dollars into new partnerships. The Wall Street Journal's Charlie Turner has more.
No experience? No problem. Companies are struggling to find workers to help them keep computer networks and customer data safe. There are hundreds of thousands of open cybersecurity jobs in the U.S., and employers are casting a wider net to find and develop experts. Let's find out more about this from The Wall Street Journal's Kelsey G. So, Kelsey, does this mean a person doesn't necessarily have to have a computer-related four-year degree or work-related experience?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means. This is one of my favorite trends that we've seen from the tight labor market. Employers can no longer be greedy when it comes to who they hire and how many years of experience or what educational degrees they require for all kinds of jobs that they really badly need to fill. And especially in sectors like cybersecurity that have grown really, really quickly and have, you know, hundreds of thousands of open positions, lots of people are getting jobs who never went to college for a single day in their life.
Yeah, the job seekers market has extended into tech and specifically cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. You mention in your story efforts by two companies, IBM and Palo Alto Networks, to attract talent. Why don't you go into what they're doing?
Those are two companies that have both partnered with universities in order to help build out the curriculum for cybersecurity degrees, but also built their own training programs for folks who are not, you know, in the middle of their college years, but who may be interested in getting a job as a hacker or as Ashley Richardson in our story, who is working as a training engineer. This is all really interesting stuff because these are jobs that didn't exist, you know, 5 or 10 years ago even. So it's difficult to ask universities to, on their own, build out from their computer science department or from their engineering department a whole new subsector of classes and, you know, faculty experience research into this area that would really prepare students, you know, for these jobs.
So you talk about IBM. They've developed a division headed by this man, Charles Henderson, and the division is dubbed X-Force Red, and it's charged with really hacking, I guess, breaking into corporate customers' latest smartwatches and appliances and looking to spot potential vulnerabilities before the hackers do. And, you know, the people that they're hiring are people that you would not expect.
Yeah, I mean, it may sound naive, but I didn't even realize that corporate hacker was a job that you could apply for. You know, it was so funny to me when he said, you know, like, this is a really hard job to fill because there aren't things that you can put on your, you know, resume or on even your website, you know, that you have with all of your clips and all of your, you know, experience credentials and stuff to show that you've broken into a bank before or that you know how to hack into.
But the employer would probably hire that person.
Right, exactly. And it makes total business sense, too, that companies would want to get ahead of, you know, say there's some data breach that they're worried about with their new, like, smart teapot or, yeah, you know, like smartwatch or whatever. What happens to all that data? Who's making sure that all of that user information isn't being used for, you know, bad reasons?
But I guess it just pays to sit for hours in front of a computer, you know, wondering how these video games work and troubleshooting if there's a problem. It seems like a natural fit for one of these jobs.
Yeah, that's the other really interesting thing about this sector in particular, is because there has been such a shortage of talent willing to do these jobs, trained to do these jobs, companies have had to be really specific about the skills that you really do need in order to do these jobs. And as Charles at IBM said, really what it comes down to is, you know, your problem-solving ability. How much perseverance do you have, yeah, when confronting a problem that has no, you know, like no answers, no clues for how to solve it? You know, if you're put in front of a computer network and told, okay, there's some really interesting bank statements or something somewhere on this computer and you have to find where it is, we're not going to tell you where or how, you know, you don't necessarily need to be a computer science graduate of, you know, either college or master's degrees or beyond. If you've spent time just finagling with any types of technical gadgets, you know, you might be able to figure it out.
Yeah. And I think a study by one company found that at this point, there's something like 300,000 open cybersecurity positions. That's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just one estimate. There are, BLS has other estimates too, showing, you know, millions of people will need to be hired in this sector over the course of the next decade or so, which just goes to show how much our economy is changing and how much the jobs in it are changing and how much companies are really struggling in order to be able to develop those future workers for jobs like this.
And from what you write, the atmosphere is fairly casual, even extending to the dress code.
Yeah, that's what some of the employees I talked to who have these types of jobs are really excited about. Like, they can wear jeans and kind of like scrubby clothes to the office because no one expects them to be showing up in suits and ties. And I think that's really attractive for a lot of, you know, millennial workers in general to like not have to be a whole separate person when you wake up and, you know, put your armor on in order to walk into your professional life. I think people really like the option of just being themselves.
You don't have to dress like Fancy Dan to be a hacker.
Right, exactly.
Wall Street Journal reporter Kelsey G joining us live in the studio. Thanks, Kelsey.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.